With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hiring fell sharply in July, and the unemployment rate rose for a fourth straight month. Gus Fauché, the chief economist for PNC Financial Services Group, says 114,000 jobs added in July is a soft number.
We have seen a slowing in job growth over the course of 2024. I think this is due to the lagged impact of higher interest rates that we've seen in the U.S. economy over the past few years.
Those 114 jobs added in July were far fewer than the 175,000 jobs forecasters had expected. Unemployment rising to 4.3%, highest since October of 2021. Also at SRNNews.com, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton was there when the aircraft carrying three former American hostages returned to the U.S.
Three Americans freed from Russian captivity hours ago are finally back on U.S. soil. Their plane just touched down here at Joint Base Andrews outside of Washington, D.C. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are here to greet the freed Americans, as are the families of Paul Whelan, Alsu Kermisheva, and Evan Gershkovich, who have been praying and waiting for this reunion.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland. Firefighters battling California's largest wildfire of the year, preparing for treacherous conditions entering the weekend. The forecast calling for possible thunderstorms that may unleash fire-starting lightning and erratic winds. 6,000 firefighters are battling the Park Fire. A wildfire on the edge of Metro Denver has crept within a quarter mile of evacuated homes. Several fires are threatening heavily populated areas of the Colorado foothills. The Dow dropping 854 points. The NASDAQ is off 500. This is SRN News. The Salvation Army is fighting against modern slavery and human trafficking.
One of the Salvation Army's efforts is the Green Light Project in Greece. Volunteers are working in Athens' Red Light District to support women who are being sexually exploited and trafficked. The project team walks alongside survivors as they regain their physical and emotional health. The church-based ministry also is helping women gain the necessary legal documents to establish residency and find dignified employment. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A concern. A conservative group called Moms for Liberty has won a court victory over Title IX. The group, which advocates for parental rights, was fighting against the Biden administration's push to allow biological men into private women's spaces. A lawsuit against the Education Department resulted in a federal judge ordering that the Title IX rewrite would be blocked from any school with a Moms for Liberty parent. This is SRN News. Chipmaker Intel Corporation cutting 15% of its massive workforce.
Intel is expected to cut about 15,000 jobs as it tries to turn its business around to compete with more successful rivals like NVIDIA and AMD. The job cuts come on the heels of a disappointing quarter and forecast for the chipmaker founded in 1968. Next week, Intel will announce an enhanced retirement offering for eligible employees and offer an application program for voluntary departures. The company is aiming to save $10 billion in 2025 with a focus on driving down costs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Struggling drugstore chain Walgreens will get about $1.1 billion for selling another slice of its stake in drug distributor Cencora. The deal reduces Walgreens' stake in Cencora to about 10%. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.